Besties! Welcome back to another episode of From Glennon to Besties. We are on episode 4 of season 5.
Yes, we do not have a I need a bestie during this episode because someone didn't send it in by accident. Yeah. They asked us if they could ask us the question for the podcast, but they didn't send us in the actual question. So we're skipping it for it.
Do they have a Quora?
No, I didn't get one yet. I used my Quora of the week.
Oh no.
I can skip it. I get those. So we don't have one, but like we always say, if you guys are needing two girlfriends to vent to about anything and everything, it does not have to be co-parenting blended or mom related.
Mm-hmm.
Email us at fromblendedtobesties@gmail.com and we will anonymously read it and give you our thoughts.
Period, boo.
And opinions. So today's episode is coming from something that Megan posted on our Facebook.
I did.
Which I didn't think was going to be...
Well, I shared it.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. But I didn't think it was going to be as I wouldn't say controversial, but as...
Like bipolar. Not bipolar. As, like, polarizing as it is. Like, you're either, like, one or, like, the other.
Well, the opinions that were, like, stated, and I'll go into it further. I was just confused by it. But basically,
I knew it was going to be...
Did you?
Yeah. I like posting things like that because, like, I like hearing people's opinions.
Yeah.
So.
I just, there's specific wording in the comments that I think got to me. That's the part that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
So it's basically a mom shows just how scary YouTube Kids autoplay can be. YouTube Kids is supposed to be safe for children, but not as one discovered. It's far from perfect. So apparently this is through YouTube Kids, the app. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You said YouTube Kids now.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic today is, do you let your kids watch YouTube? Whether it be YouTube Kids, which I just learned a few minutes ago what it even was, or YouTube. We are not YouTube parents.
No. I learned a long time ago. I used to do YouTube Kids. And I learned firsthand. It's an absolute no. Like, no.
We allowed Michael to do YouTube just because I think we knew that you had him do YouTube. And I think as soon as you shut it down, I mean, it didn't matter to us. We shut it down completely, too. Even at 13 years of age, we still don't let Michael go on
YouTube. He doesn't have any social media, any internet, or anything on his phone. He used to watch, like, Minecraft videos. Like, gamers. There was a gamer called... There was two gamers. It was Pat and Jen. They were a married couple. They were the worst. But they would play together.
They actually got divorced.
Yeah, they live over here in Jacksonville.
They're like, I didn't know that.
Multi-millionaires from these YouTube videos. But anyways, that's besides the point.
I do remember on the big screen hearing Pat and Jen. I was like, oh my god.
That's who he used to watch all the time, was Pat and Jen. But then he started adventuring. He would, like, as he got older, like, he would click to, like, the next...
Is a ninja someone you watched?
I don't know if he ever watched Ninja. He never watched Ninja at my house. There was another little boy who was super annoying. And then there was something else. Like, he would just start, like, it just was strictly Pat and Jen for a while. So I wouldn't really worry about it. As soon as Pat and Jen was over, he'd just watch another one.
Okay.
But then
he started. And they're YouTubers, right?
Yeah, okay. They used to be. I think they don't do it anymore. But then he just started getting ballsy and just clicking around. And I walked in
like
one
random
time.
Shit.
Yeah, and he was just watching, like, things stabbing each other to death, and just like, I'm like, what the fuck are you watching?
That's insane.
And I was like, okay, I can't trust you anymore.
Yeah.
So then Bryce.
And was this on YouTube or YouTube Kids?
It was on YouTube.
Okay.
This was before YouTube Kids, I think. And Bryce used to watch baby shows, like, I can't remember what it was called. The very popular baby shows, where it was like songs and like colors and stuff, which was great. But as he got older, you know, Michael wanted to watch YouTube and stuff, and just the shit that they would have. He would be watching, like, a Thomas the Train video, and, like, that did. Like, it was demonic. Like, in the middle of the video. Like,
crazy.
Kill your parents, kill your friends. Like, just crazy, like, little flashes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Like, quick enough for a kid to sleep
enough, subconsciously.
For parents now.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? So then I switched to YouTube Kids, and it was the same thing. Like, there were some videos that were good. But then,
what's the difference between YouTube Kids and YouTube?
I think YouTube Kids is supposed to be, like, filtered and, like, they're supposed to, like, monitor the videos or whatever. I don't know if you can upload your own videos. I think you have to, like, upload them to be reviewed.
Oh, when they do, because I know when we upload videos, it says, like, is it meant for kids
or
is it not meant for kids? Okay.
But they were watching something, And it wasn't even on YouTube or YouTube Kids, because those, it was some kind of app on the TV, but it was YouTube style. Like, it was like a dad and his son.
Mm-hmm.
And this was recently. This was like probably a couple months ago. I can't remember what the thing was. It wasn't on YouTube or YouTube Kids.
Okay.
It was on some kind of TV app or whatever. And the first couple episodes, I was like, whatever. They were playing some kind of game, and I was like, you know, whatever, it's fine. But then one of the episodes, mind you, it was a dad and a son.
Mm-hmm.
They were, and it, maybe this isn't bad, this is just me being, like, overprotective or whatever, but the little kid was, like, yelling at people. He's like, you're a loser. You suck. Loser. Loser. You're the worst. Like, just bullying, like, the other kids. And the dad was like, yeah, you loser. And Bryce is just watching, just,
yeah,
you know, eating his popcorn, whatever. The kid's like, yeah, you suck, you're a loser. Just loser, was yelling loser. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you watching? Granted, is it the worst thing that he's probably ever seen?
Yeah.
He's like, no. But the dad was right there, like, promoting his son, like, bullying the other kids that they're playing online with. I was just like, I'm done. Like, no,
that's,
you're not watching this
so
anymore
crazy
either. We're just going to stick to the apps that we know, Disney,
yeah,
Plus, Netflix Kids. Like, that's it. I'm so over, like, all these side apps,
yeah,
and, like, yeah, Disney, or, YouTube Kids was the same, like.
That's insane.
Just,
yeah,
no,
I,
that's not how you talk to people. No,
yeah.
It's not okay to think that's funny, like, bullying is funny, like, no.
No, ever since we shut down YouTube for Michael,
it.
I think it was probably before YouTube Kids, because I didn't even know that was a thing, to be honest with you. As soon as you said, or I think as soon as, like, remember that weird, like, face, it was like a girl, like a creepy girl. People were saying it was all,
yeah,
over, like, YouTube. I know she has a name, but I can't remember.
It was Mono or
Momo.
Yeah.
As soon as that thing started coming around, and I was like, I don't know, because Michael typically watch YouTube, like, in the living room on the,
mm-hmm,
big TV and stuff, so we can hear it every now and then. But I got good at, like, drowning it out, because, again,
yeah,
I hated Patton Jones.
Same.
So,
I hated Patton Jones too. No offense, Patton Jones. Shame these people.
I dropped it out, so I really didn't pay attention. Even though we're in the same freaking room and stuff like that, I was not paying attention to, like, exactly what he was seeing. And then I saw that Momo thing, and I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I was like, no YouTube at all. Which he was upset about in the beginning. And I was like, there's so many other things that you can do. Like,
mm-hmm,
Disney Plus, I think, is the biggest option they have in our house. And I think sometimes I let them do Netflix Kids, like the kid account.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think I let them do Hulu, because sometimes they mess up and get on my account, and then I'm like, absolutely not, when I go over there and I see,
yeah,
my shows. So they only have the two options. And I'm like, if there's nothing you want to watch on any of them, get off.
Like, yeah, like, we can watch something as a family.
Yeah.
Like, we watch Hulu, like, we're watching, what's that show? I just told you I was watching.
Chef. Something.
Yeah, not The Ultimate Chef. It's with Gordon Ramsay.
Oh,
no. You know, that
something
one.
Chef.
Next Level Chef.
Next Level Chef.
Yeah.
But Netflix, you know, we were big on the whole meal deal. Like, that was the show to watch. Which, if you guys haven't watched it, 10 out of 10, go watch it. It's my face. And
what else?
But, oh no, there was a point that I was getting to.
You just can't trust it. Anything where other people can upload stuff, you just
oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. So we have other apps on our Roku that you could technically watch shows on. We have, like, Fubo, we have some free app that I can't remember what it's called.
You have Fubo right now?
I don't think we have it right now, but the app is there.
Oh.
I don't know. Might be canceling one thing and turning on the other thing.
So today's Super Bowl Sunday. I don't know when you guys are going to watch this. Probably, like, in a month from now, because this is episode 5 or something. I don't know. But today's the Super Bowl. So they wanted to watch the SpongeBob Super Bowl, but Michael's like, we don't have cable at my dad's house.
You do.
You have to watch it on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, got it.
You have cable?
Well, we have antennas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we got to be going around. I don't know what the last word of like this.
We have antennas so that we can watch local, like, channels for Super Bowl.
So we got Nickelodeon?
I don't know. I'll have to see when we get home.
Because that's what you have to watch it on.
If Mike can get the Super Bowl on there, I don't see why he can't get Nickelodeon.
What channel is the Super Bowl on? Like, CBS?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know either. We'll see.
I know it's the Chiefs playing. I don't know who's the other team.
The Baltimore Ravens?
Are you asking me or telling me? I don't know.
I'm asking.
I have no idea.
I think it's a red team because I remember both of their. It's
the
49ers.
Okay.
Because I
say Baltimore's purple.
Yeah, I was going to say because I remember, like, they both had red and I was like, well, who's going to wear red for the Super
You're
Bowl?
Right.
So
I think it's the 49ers and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
How embarrassing. You said Ravens to begin with, but
shut up.
Anyways, Yeah, I think we have an antenna to do Nickelodeon. But we have a bunch of different apps on our Roku. Is it a Roku? Yeah, on our Roku that either I'm not familiar with or like Fubo, that is probably doesn't work right now. But they'll ask all the time if they can go on that and see what's on there. I'm like, no, like I haven't explored it yet. You're not going to explore it. I don't know what's on there. I don't know what you can do. Don't know if our card's on there. Because I know Bryce knows how to do that Amazon Prime shit. So he goes on Amazon Prime.
He's
like,
buy anything.
He's like, can we buy this movie? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, he asks me all the time. He's waiting for Trolls Band Together and it's $19. And I kind of low-key want to see it too. So
yeah.
I was like, I'm like, if we can convince Daddy. That's $20. And I'm like, so we check every single like week to see if it's finally booked.
It's insane because Mike was telling me he just bought something. What was it?
It's to rent. Like,
oh, Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka.
He bought Willy Wonka?
Yeah. Because I wanted to see Willy Wonka.
You bought it?
With the Charlemagne or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much was that? Like $20?
I think it was $20. But it comes out in 2 weeks on HBO Max.
Girl, that's what happened with the Mario movie. Like, we had seen it in theaters, mind you. We already spent $90 to see it in theaters. And Bryce wanted to watch it again. He loves Mario. And I'm like, oh, we're going to watch this all the time. This is a movie that we're going to watch all the time.
Girl, don't get me started. He made us buy it out of us, too.
Exactly. So we bought it. We spent $20 on it. Girl, it came out on Netflix, like, 2 weeks later. I was like, oh.
That's what Mike said. Mike was like, you know, it'll just come out on HBO Max in 2 weeks. And I'm like, I know, but, like,
who knows, like, what's going to happen in 2 weeks?
And I'm like, let's just watch it now, and then we could rewatch it and stuff like that. And I was like, that's the issue with us, is we'd be buying stuff, and it's just out in for you 4 weeks later.
What bothers me is that it's, like, $20 to, like, rent. I'm like, with the Taylor Swift Eras movie or whatever.
So,
$20 to rent.
$16.99 to rent, and then $20 to own. Because Mike and I got in a fight over this over $4, guys. $16.99 to rent, $20 to own. $4 difference. I told Mike, save the $4 of rent. And he's like, but we only get to rent it for a week, or we get to own it for $20. And I'm like, yeah, but like, I usually don't watch movies more than once.
Yeah, you're saving
so like,
$4.
Yeah,
that's
saving
what I would
$4. Do. Girl, he spent the $20 to buy it.
So would Travis.
He's like, it's just $4.
Did you know? Like, I saw something that said that, like, you don't actually own those movies.
Well, no, if you lose that app, you lose the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Or if you, like, don't pay your bill and stuff
or
like that.
Or they lose the licensing. Like, if Amazon Prime or whatever loses the licensing for all the movies you bought, you don't own those movies anymore.
I don't even know half the movies you already bought for.
We have...
You know what I do know, though, really quick? When you buy movies on Amazon and it sends you the receipt in your email, it says thank you for your purchase as if it was a regular Amazon purchase. So for the longest, I'm like, what? Like, I don't see any packages coming in. So, like, what is Michael getting? And I'm like, Mike, are you buying a bunch of stuff? And he's like, no. And I was like, I haven't seen any packages come in. I'm looking at the receipts, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, are all of these fucking movies?
He's buying movies?
He's buying movies.
That's $20 a pop?
Yeah.
Well, that's $20 a pop. Sometimes they're like $2.99 or
whatever it
is. I just rent them, though. Like, I'll rent them. Because I'm like, and that's my issue, too. So when Travis is working, especially when he's working nights, it's just Bryce and I at home. Like, we've watched everything. So I'm like, is this not going to be bad? And we end up spending like $100 like renting movies.
Well, what does that mean? It's not that bad for like $2.99.
I know. But you only get it for 24 hours.
The receipts come out like if it's a package. So I'm here waiting to be like, I'm going to find out in 3 days when he purchased. And I'm just waiting and waiting and nothing ever comes. And I'm like, how is he making all these secret purchases? But then you have to like click in to realize that he's not buying like physical stuff from Amazon or company. These are actual movies. So I'm over here like, what new package is? I just can't wait. Like, I think the Marvels came out, and he was like, I can't wait. And I was like, they'll be at it.
Like, I had to wait for Willy Wonka.
No, I didn't have to wait for Willy Wonka. Girl, we got it.
Can you text my dog?
Oh, no, I answered the phone. So, yeah, I didn't have to wait. Oh, and then in the same instance where we were arguing about the $4, he was saying something. There's another movie he wants to see. It has to do with superheroes or some shit like that. He was making a comment. He was like, I have to watch it now. Like, I can't wait the 3 weeks to where it goes on sale or goes free on something else. And he's like, because when the baby comes, when am I going to have time to watch it? And I'm like, oh, you mean all the free time because we're going to have a baby sleeping and have nothing else to do? Like, that's when you watch movies, you idiot.
Well, if you're looking for something to do with Bryce, he has not seen Willy Wonka because Travis would not let me buy it. If you're looking for someone, actually, they both really want to watch that movie. That was one of the ones we were trying to convince.
Really?
Travis says he's just will not budge.
It was okay. I mean, I'd watch it again, but...
It's a full-on musical, right?
not kind of. I don't know. It was meh to me. I really like the original, like Wonka.
We're waiting on Trolls Band Together, and we're waiting on Wish. Wish isn't on Disney Plus yet.
I'm excited to see Wish.
I know.
I'm excited to see Minions 3, I think it is. That comes out July 3rd.
All the listed movies that are coming out. Moana 2 is coming out.
Yes!
Frozen 3 is coming out.
Is Moana supposed to be live action?
No.
I could have sworn someone said it was live action.
Maybe they are making a live action one, but the one that's coming out is Moana 2. Mm-hmm. It's not like a remake. Frozen 3. Toy Story 5.
Okay, Toy Story's gonna have to give it up after a while. Okay, they literally made a fork that was saying he was trash. Like, how low can you go?
I love Forky.
We say that all the time. I'm trash.
I love Forky, though. What else is coming out? There's like a whole list of movies that are all like sequels that are coming out this year.
Interesting. You have to show me that list.
Super excited for Moana. Michael is not excited. He said that they should have just left it around, left it alone.
Yeah, we should have left him alone.
No, for real.
So let me go to the comments really quick on this thing, because this is what I want to talk about. Oh, it's your nope.
We do not let our kids watch YouTube.
So this is the comment. When there's several comments like this, so I'm not going to say the person's name, but what she specifically says...
She says it over and over in the...
No. She just says a few words. But I saw this few words being said by a lot of people that got me. So she said, yes, she lets her kid watch YouTube. I know she's going to watch it, whether I allow her to or not. So I choose to educate her on internet safety and what is and isn't appropriate for her to view. A lot of people were saying, I can't control my child from not watching it.
Yes, you can.
Since when?
I know. Like,
so many people were like, you know, my child's going to watch it whether or not I like it or not. So I let them with like certain boundaries, or I do this or I do that. And I'm just like, it's very simple. They either do watch it with your permission or they don't watch it without your permission. How are these children getting access to YouTube videos and YouTube Kids? Granted, I guess some kids can see it in school or something.
Mm-hmm.
But schools have restrictions. I mean, school is hard as shit to watch anything, at least when I was a kid. So I don't know how some things can get through.
And what kid is, like, spending 15 minutes watching a YouTube video? They have school.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, during lunch, but...
Yeah. So the whole, like, not controlling it, I guess
watching,
I can see it...
Watching, you know, 6 minutes during lunch mm-hmm. versus watching it unsupervised, uncontrolled at home?
Yeah. I just...
All the time?
I don't get
difference.
It. And if they're trying to talk about playing devil's advocate, if it's, like, at a friend's house or something, like, the kids never really play at friends' houses for that to even be a concern. But I would voice that concern to another parent and be like, they don't do this. So, I mean, I don't care if your child does it, but, like, he will not be in front of the TV when that is on.
Yeah, like, I do like, I did see some of the comments on there, and some of the people were like, I download the video first from YouTube and watch it. Which you have to be a premium member to do, by the way.
I didn't know.
But,
I used to screen record those things.
Yeah, and then you can put it on the child's iPad or whatever.
Okay.
So you know exactly what the content is.
But that's
is.
Like without ads or like anything where they can press other stuff.
Yeah, you basically download it so the internet is taken away, which I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if their favorite YouTuber or whoever is coming out with new videos every week, put them down on there. But just letting your kid mindlessly scroll and have access to, no, absolutely not.
Someone said that they absolutely do let their kids watch YouTube. Kids are going to learn and pick up things from others as they grow. It is our job as parents to have those conversations with our kids and what is appropriate and what is not. I can't live my life sheltering my kids because of what might be heard and seen in society. Sorry, I get out of breath easily. The internet is the same way. Teach your child right from wrong and they will know when to change the video. And while I can agree with that theory, sometimes the kids aren't just smart enough to change the videos.
Or they don't want to. Like, they think it's...
Or they don't think that it's, like, that bad.
They justify it to themselves.
Yeah. So it's just,
or if their friends are doing it, then they don't think it's... I mean, you can tell them till you're blue in the face it's actually bad, but if all their friends are doing it...
Yeah. I think that's one
they
thing...
They think you're crazy or you're being overprotective.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't think I would want to put that responsibility in a child who probably doesn't fully understand the ramifications and like in their hands to be like, they should know the right thing to do, because if they don't do the right thing, then you're punishing them for something that maybe they don't fully grasp.
Mm-hmm.
Comments that they're like, I don't understand all these comments that you can't stop your kids from watching YouTube. Yes, you can.
No, for real.
Delete the app, add Wi-Fi filters, choose to not give devices like tablets or phones.
Period. That's exactly. We don't, my kids don't have tablets. Nope.
Yeah, we don't have tablets at the house.
Nope, they have a Switch that they're barely allowed to use. And then Michael has a phone. He does. He has the Bark phone, which,
girl, so many restrictions.
I can control literally everything from that phone.
Mm-hmm.
He has no internet access. If he takes a picture of something that phone thinks might be offensive, it sends it to me. I asked him if he took his medication at school, and it was flagged for drug reference. I was like, what?
Or when we text Michael, God damn it, and it says this profanity.
I know. I get an alert every single time. And Tiffany's even like, your mother's going to get an alert for this. He took a picture of a fire.
Oh, yeah, it got reported.
And it got reported. It sent me the picture of the fire, and it was like, I can't remember what it was. It was like, Danger
or something
like that. Yeah.
I like that it does that because if he, let's say, chose to delete it or something, like, you get that, like...
He can't delete anything.
Okay.
He cannot delete text messages. He cannot delete...
like, he gives you firsthand, like, what it is. So, like,
mm-hmm.
It's not like he can't even try to explain it or twist, like, words around. Like, you're seeing it exactly as it is.
And it doesn't, like, alert me for everything, which I like. It only alerts me for things that are, you know, potentially bad, which I love when he, like, takes videos, like, of the fire in your backyard or whatever, and Mike's just talking in the background, just cussing up a storm, and I get the whole video, and it's just Mike in the background.
No, I love that. That's all I know when I'm, like, when he's in trouble and I'm yelling at him via text, and I'm like, I know your mother's gonna see this because of my goddamn words.
Yeah.
To which I'm going to beat him, because the other day I texted him and he didn't respond again.
Dude, I literally texted him during soccer today because he was playing with his glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on...
Those aren't the new glasses, right?
No.
Oh, girl.
No. His new glasses aren't going to be ready until at least like another week. So he was sitting on the stands and he was playing with his glasses. And I, you know, I'm blind as hell. So I'm looking and I'm like, is he playing with his glasses on? And Travis was like, yeah. And so I texted him because he had his phone in his hand. Or his phone was at his back.
Mm-hmm.
And... I texted him, I was like, take your glasses off. And so he, I guess, heard his phone go off. So he took his phone out, looked at it, put it back in the bag, and took his glasses off and was like waving them at me, and then put them back on and just played. And I was like, he didn't even respond. He wasn't like, okay.
Yeah.
He just looked at it and then just.
No, I want to beat him sometimes. I'll text him stuff and then like go to see him, or like you said, like it's from a distance, and I'll see him look. And I can see when he scrolls like up on the message thing, and I'm like, did you not see a message? And he goes, I didn't get a text message. I'm like, and then you're gonna tell me that you really need that new friggin' glasses?
No.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that phone, I love it. Like, I really, really, really love it. I can turn on and off his apps at any point. So when he was on the bus going to his field trip on Friday, he was like, can you turn my games on? So a couple games on his phone. So he had something to do on the way there, and I was like, yep. So I turned his games on so we could play on the phone on the way to school. Turned him right back off. He has to ask for permission to literally do anything. I can turn... The fact that he can take pictures off, I can literally anything and everything. I have complete control over.
And I love it. I love that. We do not have a Bark sponsorship, but we really should get one.
Ugh, I tried.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did. They're going to give us like a discount code to like give our followers.
Yeah. No, that's too funny.
Pay $100. Pay $100 for that bad boy. That's worth it for me.
I definitely think with all the features it is, just because kids are so smart with things. Like, it's...
Well, yeah, his other phone, like, we had a phone for him, and he was, like, hacking it and stuff.
And that's the thing, like...
And you could put the Bark app on the other phone, but I just was like, no. Like, there was a guy who was, like, a child, you know,
mm-hmm.
cyber investigator or whatever. I don't know what the appropriate term is. CP investigator, just say that. And he, him and somebody else, like, developed what it is, like,
mm-hmm.
the Bark, whatever. And he said that for his daughter, they only have the app, but then they ended up coming out with a phone. He said if he could go back, he would get her the actual phone, because it was just so protected and so
mm-hmm.
whatever. He said the app was great, which if you're looking, you know, to get just the app, it's great.
You just, you know, can unfortunately run the risk of, it's an app, but it's not the whole entire phone, so
mm-hmm.
it can be deleted or removed or altered compared
mm-hmm.
to, like, a phone that's made specifically
it's
for
made that.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get Bryce, I really want to get Bryce the phone as well, but I just don't think he's responsible enough, and I wish they had a watch version,
because mm-hmm.
that would get him the watch, but we ended up getting him a different watch anyway.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's completely smart, especially for kids these days. I mean, these kids are so smart in some things and, you know, not the brightest in other things.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they may not know how to wipe their own asses, but, man, they can figure out phones like nobody's business.
No, I know. And Michael is just at that age, too, where he thinks he knows so much more than us. So even though we're telling him, hey, don't watch something like this, or, oh, if you see this, scroll away.
Yeah.
You know, he thinks he knows more, and he thinks we're just
Or he thinks
parents.
He could figure it out himself. And that's
yeah.
what gets me all the time, that it's like, you don't, like, he's like, I'll just figure it out. I'm like, no, like,
mm-hmm.
don't figure it out. Like, ask for help and stuff.
And the whole, like, oh, they'll figure it out. And there's so many other things in life that they're going to be exposed to and figure out. Like,
yeah.
control what you can. Like, limit it. Like, you don't have to let your kid run wild on the internet for them to learn life lessons. They're going to learn that later in life when they have the maturity to do so. They do not need to be learning about stuff that's mature for 16-year-olds because
yeah.
you're letting them run around on freaking YouTube at 8, 9 years old. Let them figure that out when they get to that age.
Yeah.
You know?
Some people are saying their concerns aren't even, like, the videos that are on there, more of the fact that their children tend to mimic similar
mm-hmm.
things that they see, which
exactly.
I think is, like, true. Like, I've seen some of the kid shows that are out now that are supposed to be, like, regular kid shows, but, like, the way the kids are acting, and I'm like, first of all, the kids in the show are, like, rude.
Mm-hmm.
The kids in the shows are rude, disrespectful, like, and that's supposed to be normal in the content. Like, it's not like they're portraying, like, a what not to do. Like, that's just, like, a normal
mm-hmm.
aspect of the show. And I'm like, no wonder we have so many asshole kids.
That's
like,
I told you.
How are they watching this? And no one thinks while they're making this, like, that's not how they should be.
That's exactly like when I told you they were watching that dad and son, and the fact that the son was yelling loser, loser, and like I don't want them to think like that is okay.
That's
to talk
okay.
To
like
people.
That's how it is on TV.
And the dad was right there too. Was he doing anything horribly bad or wrong? No. Was he telling the kids to go kill themselves? No.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but
the behavior,
just like the little minor things that you would think, oh, that's not. It's like teaching your kids, like, it's not that bad. Like,
yeah.
It's not that bad. And then next thing you know, your kid's gonna be running around micro bullying somebody.
Yeah.
And talking like that in school and stuff. And, no, I was like, we're cutting that out real quick.
No, I thought that was absolutely insane. And I was just sitting there watching it for a second. And I'm like, all the stuff that I used to watch, like, as a kid. First of all, I don't know about you. I was never a YouTube kid. Like,
I was a YouTube adult watching makeup videos.
Well, yeah, I did, like, YouTube, like, makeup videos.
Yeah,
but, like, I didn't grow up
That's
on a computer. Or, like, we didn't have apps on our TVs. But, like, I wasn't a YouTube kid. You were either, at my age group, a Disney kid or a Nickelodeon kid. Or like Cartoon Network, you know.
If you wanted to be rebellious, I guess.
No,
I was
so
obsessed,
like,
with like MySpace though. And like when MySpace came out, like I was always on MySpace. Not like as a kid, but like where Michael's at now. When
Even
I was
then,
in like, fifth grade. But you were younger than me too. Like when MySpace first came out.
Yeah.
I was on MySpace, like, and we were like obsessed.
8th grade, I was still living in Jersey, so yeah, no, I didn't have any type of MySpace or anything like that. I had just gotten a phone. I've been having a phone, because I used to walk myself to school. But it was like, phone, like, calling, texting, and that's it. And that's all you have to do. You had minutes. And my mom could have killed me with how many minutes I used to go. I used to have to, like, try to find quarters and dollars to get the minute card. So my mom wouldn't beat me, because I knew I would throw all my minutes.
Well,
let's talk even. But no, we never watched anything. I mean, we were a Nickelodeon family in New Jersey. We didn't have Disney for some reason. Don't know if it was like a cable plan that my mom had. Just like, I didn't know Disney wasn't even a thing until we moved into my dad. And I was like, look at all these cool TV shows. But we don't have, like, we didn't have all the options that the kids have to, like, watch things. Like, I'm running out of places. Like, that little kid, there's a little boy, he's on all these boxes, like, on Toys and Target. I guess. I'm like, where the hell is he from?
I have no idea. All I know is that Bryce used to watch his show, but I can't stand him either.
Really?
I think he's
like,
so
what do they
annoying.
Do? Just, like, talk about boys?
They have a show. I never watched him on, they never watched him on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They watched his show. Like,
okay.
Ryan's Super Surprise something. I don't know. I just can't stand the acting on. Like, it's like nails on a chalkboard for me. I'm sure he's a nice kid, and I love that for him. And Get Your Bag. Like,
yeah.
Do it. If Bryce could be on
yeah.
there doing it, we'd be doing it too. But I just, I can't.
Can you imagine Bryce? Look at all my Pokemon cards.
I know. We're going to go through all 427 of my Pokemon cards. No, I just cannot stand. It's just, no. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, it's too much.
The They just have so many freaking options, and I just don't get it. Like, we didn't have that many options. And
they become, like, obsessed with it, too. Like, Bryce will literally sit there and watch SpongeBob. Just TV in general, like, for hours and hours.
We didn't do that. Once the episodes were done, and, like, you know, after a certain time, like, they would, like, stop the shows and do something else. Like, you would, like, go on play, and they don't have that feature anymore. Just, like, when I saw that thing on Facebook where people said, you never know, like, the heartache of, like, trying to pee and grab a snack before a commercial was over.
And pause TV.
Yeah. They're like, they don't understand, because Michael's always like, when he gets up, can you pause this for me? Can you pause it? I'm like, no, hurry up and run.
Yeah.
You got 67 seconds.
Yeah, we're definitely not, like, I'm not, like, anti-screen. Like, I don't want it to come off that way, because I'm not. There are days where, you know, if I'm trying to clean the house, or I don't feel good, or even, I just want to be on my phone. Like, I'm like, yeah. Or Travis and I want to watch a movie.
Yeah.
Or we're like, yeah, you know, go watch TV. How about it? You know, 4 or 5 hours go by, and it's like, how do you eat this? You need to go eat something. Like, we're definitely, but we definitely, I am very mindful of, okay, well, you watched 4 hours of TV yesterday. Let's take a break today. Or no, we're not going to be watching SpongeBob. You watched, you know, a bunch of SpongeBob yesterday. Let's watch a nature documentary today. Or let's, you know, you can watch TV with me and I, or watching a cookie show or whatever. You know, like, just trying to be,
I mean, be mindful. Realistic.
Yeah, I don't even watch a whole lot of TV. Like, when I'm at home by myself and the kids are in school, like, my TV's not on.
Yeah, no, same here. But, like, you know,
I'm on my phone.
When the, what was it, House of Dragons, Game of Thrones is on, Mike and I, from, like, sun up to sundown, would stay watching. Stay, like, we'd be, like, with one eye open, still trying to watch these shows, because, you know, they are addicting with the episodes and stuff like that. And just trying to, like, give the kids a chance to, like, do have those days of, like, binge watching, but, like, not always being so dependent on it. And with especially SpongeBob SquarePants, I'm sorry, I can only hear that ha after so many times when I hear Bryce press that thing, and I'm like, anything else? Like, I'll pay you.
He loves
for any other show.
We watched it so many times. He watched
He could probably recite, like, every single episode.
Oh, I know. That's why I said, for his talent for school, he should do SpongeBob impressions. Like, I wasn't joking. Like, we've been watching it for months, and that's all he watches. Just, he'll watch every single season over and over and over.
I love that.
I just don't even hear it anymore. Like, it just dries
out. It's just like, that's my nails on a chalkboard, is hearing that little laugh all the time, and I'm like, just,
weird. I'm so over SpongeBob.
I cannot. But yeah, that's all I got. We are not a YouTube family. No disrespect. Yeah, no disrespect to anyone who is. Again, just like our last week's episode, everyone is allowed to parent however they want.
Correct.
This is just what works best
it,
for us.
But that's just what we're deciding to do.
Yeah,
so
just makes our lives
protect your kids however way you see fit. Just make sure they're protected.
Yep.
That's it. We'll see you next week.
Yep. Thank you. Bye, guys.